You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
It's Dr. Atolabe, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. And how are you? How's Nigeria?
Praise the Lord. I'm fine. Nigeria is hot.
Is it hot?
Very hot.
My goodness, I would love to be there because our temperatures are dropping this side.
Oh my, send some so that we can mix it up.
Man. We want to talk about natural remedies for, you know, your everyday illnesses. And chances one has a home remedies at some point, you know, herbal teas for a cold, essential oils to dull a headache, plant-based supplements for a better night's sleep. And maybe maybe your grandma has read about it somewhere or has its ancient knowledge. As, the weather starts to cool down, towards our winter season this side in the southern hemisphere. We want to look at some natural remedies to deal with everyday illnesses. So, Doc, why is it important to know natural remedies? Aren't over-the-counter drugs more convenient and effective?
Well, convenient but not effective. let's drop the second part.
No, okay.
Not effective.
Okay.
Convenient but not effective.
Mm.
So many people will opt for over-the-counter medications now because they can easily get it. And in our part of the world, where we can even walk into a pharmacy or a drugstore and buy anything that we like, and that's the danger. So it's getting to be that we are forgetting about the grandma's remedies and we are just going for the orthodox drugs. But natural remedies, as the name says, is still that which is, compatible with the human body, because we are made from the dust and we are given the herbs of the field to eat as vegetables. Therefore, when we also take these herbs as medicine, they are more compatible with the human body compared with the drugs, where most of them, they identify the natural herbs, they extract the active ingredients, and then they find the plastic version, the synthetic version.
Mm-hmm.
And the body do not recognize that because they have removed so many things from the way nature packaged it.
Mm-hmm.
Nature is still perfect. God is still all right, all correct, if I can just use the layman's language there. So it is still more relevant today to use natural rather than synthetic, what we call orthodox, because it's just one, the thing that is right for the human body.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we are losing a lot of the natural remedies that we know. But there are still many available. You already mentioned a few. Who does not go for a ginger tea or just chew on ginger if they feel nauseated?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, more and more people don't know this today. More and more people have no idea.
Mm.
I have people calling me and asking me, what do I do? My husband just fell down. And the wife has no idea. Oh, I just knocked my toe against the sofa in the living room. Please, what do I do? It is that bad. Just even getting ice and putting on a boy's head when he knocked his head against something, many do not even have any idea of that today, which is very sad. But natural remedy is still the best for us. The only downside of it is that it takes time for us to do it.
Yeah.
And because somebody say, I have a headache, over the counter, just stretch your hand up to the medicine cabinet, take a tablet, throw it in your mouth, swallow it and go. But the thing is that when we do that, we have not taken care of the problem. We have only told the signal to keep quiet.
Yeah.
The reason for the headache We need to find out what is going on. When we use more natural herbs, it actually takes care of the problem.
Mm.
For instance, if I use peppermint for irritable bowel syndrome, it's going to help the bloating. It's going to really help to start healing and not just removing the symptoms.
Mm.
If a person has stomach cramps and they say, okay, take chamomile, it's actually going to help in restoring the cells and getting them back to work properly. But over-the-counter orthodox medicine to take off pain, it's just what it is. Take the pain out, tell the signal, keep quiet. But the problem is still getting worse. Therefore, today, the world indeed is like a laser house, because we are taking care of just the circulitis superficial and not really taking care of the problem itself. So supposing the person has cold and you say, okay, just get something, an antihistamine, and then the person stops sneezing. How about the viral that is still working in the body and getting things wrong? It hasn't been taken care of. But rather, if a person has cough and you have honey, you combine it with some eucalyptus oil or just make the eucalyptus leaves as tea, it actually heals. How about immune support? Today, in the world today, our immunity is very low because we are not healing diseases, but rather just taking care of the surface. And disease process is going on and on until we have destroyed our immunity and we do not have the capacity to withstand any kind of attack in terms of microbial attacks on the body. How about garlic? Well, my son the other day told me, Mommy, please don't take garlic for that flu that you said you have because you are going to meet your in-laws. Well, we are getting ready for a wedding and he didn't want me to smell of garlic. Well, garlic is antisocial.
Yeah.
And so what can we do? But it's a wonderful antimicrobial herb that really helps to take care of quite a number of things. So these are the side effects of natural healing or natural herbs that we use. Yes. But nevertheless, only few things like garlic smells. Most of the herbs that we use, they don't have smell. And they are easily tolerated by the body compared to the orthodox medicine. You mentioned essential oil. Essential oil is a very wide area. I appreciate using essential oil. In fact, I have doTERRA, I think that's the name. We're not supposed to advertise any company here. But just to mention the one that I love to use now, I have gone through many companies, but it is the oil that is the thing. You make essential oil and you just rub it on your palm and take a deep breath in. What relaxation! It's far better than taking all the other drugs that we use for headache. And naturally relaxing the body that way really helps to take care of the situation rather than taking drugs that has side effects. There is no drug with no side effects. None. All of them are poisonous. So that is one reason why we should go for the natural one compared to the drugs. Turmeric is a wonderful anti-inflammatory for general aches. Yes, it has a beautiful golden color. And for those who don't even want to use a lot of oil in their food or all these genetically modified tomatoes that many are afraid to take and they don't know which one is which one, they use a lot of turmeric. It colors the food very well. And you have good look plus good taste as you add other flavors like using herbs as seasonings. Thyme is a wonderful one that is very common that can be used as seasoning. And yet, thyme itself is very good for headache.
Oh, okay.
A teaspoon of thyme, in the kitchen, in a glass of boiling water, cover it for 15 minutes. Wonderful remedy for headache.
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't know.
Yes.
That.
So most of the things that we have in the home, they are there and they help us to take care of things, sickness in the home. Onions is a wonderful herb in the home. A child cannot breathe very well, or even an adult cough, serious cough. You cut onions into very small pieces, put it on a frying pan and heat it up for a short while, 5 minutes or so, then pack it in a cloth like a pillowcase and place it on the chest. You find relief very, very quickly. So in the kitchen itself, we have a lot of the things that we use in the kitchen to cook, to eat as remedies. Onions is one, garlic I have mentioned, turmeric is another one. Thyme that we use, apart from the oils that we should invest in. Truly, one should at least get peppermint oil. Peppermint oil rubbed on the forehead is very wonderful for tension headache. Lavender oil is a common one. Yeah, it's another common one that we can take a deep breath in and out, and you have all of the wonderful relief that you need.
Okay.
And many companies have essential oils that they blend to make other oils that when you combine are more effective than the general one. So even coconut oil, as natural as coconut oil is, when we have it, it's a wonderful thing. You drop eucalyptus oil into it and smell it, or even steam it and let the smell pervade the whole room. It opens up the airway and allows for better breathing when there is congestion.
Okay.
Yes.
The coconut oil with the eucalyptus oil.
Yes, with eucalyptus oil. It helps very well, so that
I
you don't have
this.
To use a lot of the eucalyptus oil.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful. Or even rubbing it on the chest with coconut oil. Coconut oil is very good to help with the essential oils in case they get too harsh for some skin. Coconut oil will help to act as how do we call it now? To help the strength, to reduce the strength of the essential oil, because they are really very powerful. And there are some skins that are very tender. So I'm not remembering the right word, but nevertheless, I've described what it is. But so sensitivity of the skin, yes, the coconut oil will help. One thing I would like to mention before I close really is that we should not, because we want to use natural remedies, not ask to consult with a healthcare professional. We know more before, but we know less now.
Yeah.
I mean, there are many naturopathic physicians out there. The other day, I wasn't feeling well when I traveled. I sought for one. I consulted. I asked questions and so forth. She guided me. That helps rather than trying to do all by ourselves without consulting and having help, so that we actually know what we are dealing with, so that we are not dealing with a more difficult problem and we think it is this. For instance, I met a lady, now late. Even the physician, the doctors thought that she had diabetes. So they were treating her for diabetes, but she actually had pancreatic cancer.
Mm.
And for several years, my own estimation after meeting her and after the surgery that was done, that could not allow her to absorb all the wonderful herbs that were now sent to her to use. If she had treated it naturally, I believe she would still be alive today. But she was dealing with the diabetes, she was just treating diabetes. Meanwhile, it was a cancer. Until one day, she said she was just going to step out of her house. She wanted to enter her car, and she was feeling so dizzy she couldn't drive. Called her daughter. She took her to the hospital. Then that physician realized that this is not diabetes. It is pancreatic cancer. By then, that cancer had gone far.
Oh, man. Man.
So it's always good to ask to get consultation with a professional after all is said and done. And the reason I'm saying that is from experience with individuals who have tried to do it on their own. And especially when they are not getting results, they are still doing the same thing. That we need to have responsibility and caution attached to this very important way of healing.
Mm. Beautiful stuff, Doc. I must thank you so much for the time. Always, always learning something when I speak to you. And I do know that many of our listeners also write to us and tell us how much, you know, they learn, especially with these alternative medications. Because, you know, with drugs, so much unfortunate and negative, you know, side effects. But with the natural, you know, healing, it's all the better. Thank you so, so much, Doc.
You're welcome. It's all my pleasure.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.